Psalms 103, verse 13, when you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. Happy Father's Day to everybody that's here. Got some here that hopefully, good Lord willing, next year this time, they'll be celebrating Father's Day in a little bit different Amen. Capacity. Amen. Are you a good father? Think about what I just said. Are you a good father? Psalms 103, verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you for your word, God. And I pray right now, Lord, you just help me, dear God, as I do my best to expound on this for just a little while, God, that you would speak to hearts. God, I pray for every man and every woman in this building. God, that you would just touch our hearts right now, our minds, God. God, I pray as I preach to the dads, God, that the ladies would be convicted also. God, I pray, God, you'd help us, the Lord, to have our homes where you would have them to be, God. God, I pray, God, you'd strengthen homes right now. Strengthen marriages right now, God. Help us right now, God, Lord, to get our minds focused on you today. Thank you for the Father, most of all for our Heavenly Father. Have your way right now, and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. That word pitieth there says, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. It comes from the Greek or Hebrew word. It means to love, or especially to have compassion or to show mercy. That's where that's. So if we were going to read this passage of Scripture today in today's language, and I love the King James Bible, don't you have no doubt about that, but if we were going to read this, Wes, in our language today, it would read something like this, like as a father loves his children, so the Lord loves them that fear him. Now, are we good fathers? Think about that. Are we good fathers? See, a good father leads by example. Amen. A good. I grew up with a dad, and my dad always told something to this effect. He said he heard a preacher one time say something to the effect of, "Don't do as I do as I say." See, that's the problem with most fathers. We don't lead by example. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Integrity shows in our action. Don't act one way at church and then act another way at home. Don't act one way at home and act another way on your job. Amen? I mean, a good father shows integrity. A good father leads by example. A good father molds and has Christ-like behavior. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ." Most of us ain't got the guts to say that. Most of us ain't going to stand up and say, "Hey, you watch how I do it, because I'm going to do it right." Amen. I've told my children, I'm going to do the very best I can for you. Well, I'm going to do the very best I can do and lead by example. But don't put too much trust in me, because I'll let you down. But praise God, Jesus Christ won't never let us down. But Paul had enough gumption to say about it. "Hey, you follow me, because I'm a follower of Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 says this, "Wherefore I beseech ye, be ye followers of me." For Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 says this, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example." 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 9, "Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you, follow us." If Paul's got enough guts to say this to other Christians, we ought to have enough gumption to say this to our kids. Amen. Amen. Don't have beer in your refrigerator and tell your kids not to drink.
Thank you. Come on.
Don't have cigarettes in your pocket and tell your kids not to smoke. Don't be a hypocrite. Yeah. A good father leads by example. Amen. Children learn more by what we do than by what we say. Oh, you can tell your kids you love them all of them, but until you start showing them, amen, it don't work, amen. I remember reading a story that Booker T. Washington wrote many years ago. He said an ex-slave from Virginia had made this pact with his owner, and his owner had come to like this slave, and they had made a pact, and he said that he was going to work for a certain amount of dollars for a certain amount of years, and then he was going to give him his freedom. Well, after the Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation, all the slaves were set free. And he said this old slave that had made this pact went back to his owner and finished paying him. Amen. He said, why'd you do that? You've already been set free. He said, no, I gave my word.
Amen.
Integrity.
Come on.
Amen. Integrity, daddies. Be what you say you're going to be, amen. Mamas, you be what you say you're going to be, amen. We're all just supposed to work together. Are we good fathers, amen? A good father loves unconditionally. Listen now, a good father loves unconditionally. Luke chapter 15, verse 20, talking about the prodigal son. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. We've all told this story. I've preached it multiple times. Preacher Trevor's preached it. A preacher, Jacob's probably preached it also. I'm just telling you, he didn't wait for him to go get a bath. He didn't wait for him to go get clean clothes. He fell on him and kissed him right then. Now see, I did not grow up with a dad that played sports. I grew up with a dad that worked. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't play basketball because that was in one of the farming seasons. So the only thing I could really play was baseball. So when I come up loving sports, I pushed my kids that way. And you know, we say we love our kids, but how many times do we show we love our kids? We say we love our kids, but how about when they don't hit the home run? We say we love our kids, but how about when they make the errors and they don't? Do you act like you love your kids? I'm not talking about getting on them and trying to make them better. I'm talking about, you know, y'all, most of y'all been to the T-ball games.
Come on.
Amen. I'm talking about when little Johnny strikes out and dad's up in the stands and he's having a fit. And little Johnny ain't got no clue why he's being fussed at.
Right. Come on.
We're supposed to love unconditionally. Yes, and I'm going to get into discipline in a little bit. But I'm just saying, folks, a lot of times our actions do not back up what we say. Our actions don't... Preacher Jacob preached Wednesday night. You need to go back and listen to it. I got under conviction sitting right there about where Robert's at. Because I had something happen this week. He was talking about unity and talking about how our actions. I had something happen this week. And I done told you, I'm the most honest preacher you'll ever see. I slammed my finger in a gate. I had a fit. I know y'all don't ever do that, but just pray for me. Probably me and David the only ones to ever do that. I had a fit. Wes, I had a fit. I didn't say nothing. I throwed it down, Preacher Trevor. I had on a nail apron. I took it off, slammed it to the ground. There was a blue barrel sitting there, and I kicked it about as far from here to that door. I didn't say nothing. I went in the house. I doctored up my finger. And come to church on Wednesday night, and Preacher Jacob jumps all over me. And it's like the Lord said, would you have acted like that if there'd have been anybody else there but your wife? And I thought, no. If Robert would have been there, I wouldn't have done that. If Mike would have been there, if Ralph would have been there, I would not have done that. So who's playing the hypocrite? I'm supposed to love my wife more than anything else in this whole wide world. Let's make sure our actions show our love. You better be careful because you only got one shot at this to raise them kids right. You better be careful how you do it, amen? A good father loves unconditionally, amen. Understand something, our actions say more than your words ever will. A good father provides for his family. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, but if any provide not for his own, especially those of his own house, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. This goes beyond material needs. My wife has talked about this over the years, and you know, I knew her dad, and her dad was a good man, but she said growing up, he provided material needs, no problem, but was not there for the moral support. Being a provider means more than just putting food on the table. Being a provider means more. It goes beyond. It goes for the emotional needs, amen. It goes for the spiritual needs. How many of us are good fathers? I mean, we're there to support them emotionally. We're there to support them spiritually. It's our job as a dad. God has put that job on you, mama, daddy, not mama. It's not the mama's job to teach the kids. It's the daddy's job. It's not the mama's job to make sure everybody gets up and comes to church. It's the daddy's job. That is our job. I was talking to somebody this week. It was a trooper. He and I were talking, and I got to tell him I left the highway patrol and started preaching, and he said he was raised in church. He said his mom was the piano player for almost 50 years. He said, let me tell you about this. He said, I got a whooping one time. He said, I asked my dad on a Saturday, are we going to church tomorrow? He said, and my daddy got out the belt and whooped me. He said, you ought not never even have to ask that question. Come on. Amen? Amen? Your child ought not get up on Sunday morning, hey, we going to church today? That ought to be a given. When they get up, they ought to see daddy getting ready. Amen. They ought to see daddy leading the way. Daddy ought to lead the way when they have Bible study. Daddy ought to lead the way in prayer time. Amen. That is our job. That is something we have to provide for our children. Amen. A good father also protects his family. The Bible says in Psalms 91, verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. That is how I knew my dad growing up. Now you listen, that word refuge, it comes from the Hebrew word. It means a literal place of hope or refuge, a shelter or trust. That's what I saw in my dad. I never remember seeing my mama and daddy fuss. I know they did, because my daddy's like me. I know they did. But I never remember seeing them fuss. I never laid my head down, Brother Robert. I never laid my head down at night and wondered where my daddy was and wondered where my mama was. I never laid my head down at night and wondered when I got up the next morning, was my daddy going to be there or my mama going to be there? They were always there. That was a fortress. That was a safe place that I had in my lifetime. I look back at David and I hear David talk about his grandparents and how they were. But his daddy made a difference. His daddy said, we're going to change this. And he raised his children right, and David kept on with the tradition.
Amen.
Be the dad you're supposed to be, amen. The fortress is the Greek word. It means to catch or to have a castle or to defend, to have a place to keep from harm. That's what I say this a lot, Greg, and you're gonna understand what I'm saying. When my mom and dad come to Lancaster now, what you see is an older guy. Still gets along pretty good. Brother Benny, he still gets along good. But I still see that young man that was always there. See, when you do it right, it don't change. It don't change. When I was 12 years old, I was bigger than my daddy. But he's always been my hero. Because he was a fortress. He was always there. Are we good fathers? are we good fathers? A good father disciplines with love. And see, you start preaching on discipline, you get some people upset in church. You can get mad at me all you want to. I didn't write the book. I'm just going to tell you what the book says. Amen. Blame it on Sharon. She sang the song. Daddy's hands weren't always gentle. But I come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands. The Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7, if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom his father chasteneth not? Discipline is not about punishment. It's about correction and love. Amen. Discipline is not about punishment. It's all about correction and love. And let me, while I got this on my mind, let me go ahead and say this. If some of our mamas and daddies, if you would go ahead and discipline that child when you're supposed to, you wouldn't have to whip that child when you do. You ought not tell your child, I'm going to tell you this one more time. What you're doing, you're enabling that child. Well, I know mama's going to give me two or three chances, or daddy's going to tell me two or three times before they do anything. No, when you tell them no, what you ought to do right then is stop right then and stop the problem. Amen. I can preach without y'all saying amen. The problem is, I won't never forget it, and God taught me this lesson real early in life. Preacher Earl Hanna came and started the church in Orangeburg. We were the first members, me and my wife. Heather was the first little baby born in that church. Preacher Earl looked at me one time. He said, Timmy, he said, why don't you just tell that baby I'm not going to tell you but 19 more times? I thought, wow. I think it was Vody Balcom. Preacher Vody Balcom said, delay obedience is disobedience. Amen. Proverbs 13:24, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. You hear what I said? When you don't discipline and you don't spank, you hate your child. But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. That word betimes means early. In other words, don't wait till they're 5 years old to start disciplining your children. Start early, amen. Proverbs 19, verse 11, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Proverbs 23, verse 13, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. That was Blake's favorite verse. Proverbs 29, verse 15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left himself bringeth his mother to shame. We ought to discipline. If you love your child, discipline your child. Listen, a good father sets boundaries and then enforces those boundaries. I'll never forget when Heather and them were still young. We had just moved up here. Miss Angie was working, and we would keep Brett. We kept Brett for several months there. I can't remember now. That was a hard-headed little knocker. Still is, Robert said. We had a turtle. It had some kind of light in it, and Brett was crawling around, and I told Brett, I said, now, don't touch that. It'll burn you. Well, you know what Brett did? He wanted to touch it. So every time he touched it, I'd pop his hand. Every time he touched it, I'd pop his hand. He finally learned, don't touch the light. If you don't teach them, they're going to get into things they ain't got no business getting into. Let me tell you something. Mike, you probably same way. You know why, Brother Ed, I didn't get into a lot of stuff I didn't get into? Because I scared death my daddy. I told somebody, Preacher Trevor, I said, if I ever get locked up, I am not calling my daddy. I'd rather spend the night in jail. Because I know, Brother Donald, I know what he'd have done. that kept me, Adam, that kept me away from a lot of stuff. Because I had a fear, a reverential fear of my daddy. Discipline your children. Raise them up in the way they're supposed to go. A good father encourages his family. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Let me ask you a question, daddies. When's the last time you encouraged your wife?
Come on.
A good father shows how to treat the mama. Amen. A good father shows his children, a good father shows his son how he's supposed to treat his mama. Amen. I won't never forget. Blake was about 13. Blake was feeling his feathers. He was about as tall as me at that time. And Blake done something, and I can't remember exactly what he'd done now, but it made his mama upset, and he said something. I don't know if he said something. I told him, I said, let me tell you something. That's my wife you're talking to. And you're not going to disrespect my wife. I said, I'll beat you like a man. Don't you never, ever disrespect your mama again. It's our job, daddies.
Amen.
Not only to be the father, but to be the father figure over your house and to be the king to your wife.
Amen.
Encourage your wife. A good father fears the Lord. Proverbs 14, verse 26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord will make you live like the Lord says. Just like I told you, I was always had a reverential fear of my daddy. You know why I paid my tithes early? Because I was afraid not to. You know why I didn't have a problem, Andy, being faithful to church? Because I was afraid not to. You know why I didn't have a problem with reading my Bible? Because I was afraid not to. Because there was a fear of the Lord, amen? Because I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I don't know about y'all, but I believe what the Bible says, that whom the Lord loveth, he'll chastise. How many of you ever been to the woodshed by God?
Amen.
It ain't no fun, amen? A good father's peaceful. A good father's the role model that he's supposed to be. And he'll reflect God's love. He'll reflect God's mercy. He'll reflect God's grace. And he'll reflect God's chastisement when he needs to. Sharon, can you come back and sing that song again? Daddy's Hands. I want you to stand with me.